Mikey Sherrill held her first news conference Wednesday as the governor-elect of New Jersey. She says she's willing to work with President Trump on key issues affecting Jersey residents.
We haven't spoken yet, but certainly I'm going to be working very hard to get resources, federal resources, back into New Jersey to discuss and take on the Gateway Tunnel funding right away, because that's such a key issue and such a key economic driver here.
Once she becomes governor, Sherrill plans on freezing utility rates, expanding first-time homebuyer credits, and going after landlords who are colluding to drive up rental prices. A fight over extending subsidies for the Affordable Care Act insurance plans is at the heart of the ongoing government shutdown. With premiums expected to surge, the Pennsylvania Capital Star's Whitney Downard says nearly 500,000 people buy health insurance on the Commonwealth's marketplace, Penny.
ACA tax credits cost the federal government about $1 trillion every year, and most Pennsylvanians who buy health insurance on the marketplace use them to lower monthly premiums. The credits depend on location and income, with a goal of keeping monthly premiums to 8.5% of someone's income, at most. But those subsidies will go away next year absent federal lawmakers' intervention, and the impact on people became apparent November 1st when open enrollment began. And the deadline for choosing a plan for next year is December 15th. In the meantime, healthcare advocates encourage people to shop around to check whether Penny offers options that would fit their budget.
That's Whitney Downard reporting for WHYY. Beautiful afternoon outside, mostly clear skies, some big patchy clouds, some breezy conditions, the fall leaves shimmering in the sunshine. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon, 56 currently in Center City, Philadelphia. As the day progresses, we're expecting mostly clear conditions to continue. Overnight, it's going to be pretty frosty out there. Temperatures drop down into the upper 30s tonight. Looking ahead to Friday, we're going to warm things up just a few degrees. Highs peak tomorrow just above 60 degrees. And we could see some clouds as well as we round out the week.